Hi, everybody. This is Brian Hurley. I'm with Lean Portland. It's a volunteer group based in Portland, Oregon. We do Lean and Six Sigma consulting for nonprofits. And this is our first podcast episode. What I thought about doing for this was to have our group, when we meet every other week usually, or at least once a month, and we talk through groups that we're supporting and volunteering with, and also how we're setting up our volunteer group. So I thought I'd pose a question each time we met and share that on this podcast, because I think there'd be a lot of value for others, whether you're just starting off with your lean journey or if you're experienced and you'd like to hear a couple different opinions that we have. So we'll try to put these out at least once a month is the goal. Maybe if we can get a lot of interest, we'll do it more often, more frequently. Our group, like I said, we work with nonprofits and we try to teach them Lean and Six Sigma principles and concepts and consult and coach for them. We offer happy hours once a month just to kind of get to know people who are in the community and find out if anyone's interested in helping with some of our volunteer work. We also put on events like we did a Norman Bodick event where we interviewed him and got a lot of his knowledge and experience. And that's something we can post as a podcast episode. And we've got, we had a showing of the movie The Goal. If you didn't know that actually there's a movie made about that. So we have different events and we'll try to post those as well. But the main thing is just kind of let people know about our group and share some of our knowledge with you. And if you have specific questions you'd like us to answer, you can go to our website, leanportland.com, and reach us that way. And we'd love to hear your questions and try to answer those for you. All right, hope you enjoy. So the question would be, do you use lean terms and lean terminology like Kanban, Kaizen, Gemba? Are those terms you encourage people to use if they're starting a lean journey, or do you try to translate those to your, for us, we're talking about English, but what are your thoughts and opinions about that? And so as we go around, maybe just introduce yourself real quick and then give input, and then we can just bounce around ideas from there.
Anyone start? I'm Maria.
Hi, Maria.
And I say no.
No.
I try not to use lean terminology. I try to make sense of what lean things are trying to achieve and explain that in like real sentences that make sense to people. And then further along in the conversation, I'll go, oh, you know what? This is actually called a Gemba walk. So I might reintroduce a term only after explaining what it is.
Do you have like, is that included like in training material that you've done? Like it's, the terms are in there or not in there first, or?
For the most part, they have not been in the training, except for the word Kaizen.
Kaizen, okay.
Yeah, that one usually makes its way in there.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, this is Matt. I have to agree. I'm in an environment where there's a lot of jargon terms that are already introduced and people have misinformation about them. And so in the training, I'll usually put a jargon list on the wall. And then as I go through the slides or anybody has any questions, I'll write it down on there and then we talk about it. But I often find myself even today talking to somebody about our Gemba, our coordinated Gemba. It's like our meeting free zone at work. And she thought it meant like point of interest. And I explained that it meant crime scene as the translation and about workplace. And it helped her define it better. So I think there's a lot of danger in using unfamiliar words in general.
Okay. I've made a training module called Untangling the Jargon.
Awesome.
Just trying to, you know, all these words and labels people throw out there and trying to explain it in a different way.
Cool. And it's just like translations of words or
Translation of explanation of concept.
Okay.
Ernest? I'm Ernest, and I'll give you the engineering answer. It depends.
Good one.
So if we're on a project, and I'm talking about healthcare, I'm also talking about manufacturing too, specifically aerospace. If we're on a project with people, then pretty much the only lean terminology we'll use is Kaizen. And you know, teach about that special event. Everything else we really don't, we don't do that at all. And in healthcare we try not to. They already have plenty of acronyms and things, and unless a particular person gets very interested in it, we leave the terminology out. But when we do the lean training classes for the green belts, we give them a lot more depth and breadth of the training. And so we introduce it as you would with the history of it and the source of lean. And we do introduce a bunch of the terminology. And not only do we have a like a glossary in the handout, but we also, each time we come to a new term, we'll do like Matt does. We'll write it down on the poster chart and give the definition up there so they can keep referring back to it until they get really familiar with it.
We have like time to go work through and explain that and get into the details where.
And that'll allow someone to come back as we come back and do a little feedback periods after each module. Are there any questions about the module? Are there any questions about the exercise? Are there any questions about the terminology? And they'll be able to, again, have that as a reference.
What about you guys who are new to Lean? Maybe just picking up some of the terminology. Is that just confusing, or is it interesting or exciting, or is it makes it more challenging? I don't know. I'm curious to hear the guys' thoughts as you're seeing these for the first time.
I'm Tegan. When you first started to introduce me like Kaizen and all those sort of terms, I was intrigued by them, because I was like, what's the origin of those terms, and like sort of how do they correlate, and all of them most of the time can be, you know, spoken and like you said, written out into like American jargon of like what it's sort of meaning and things like that. But I don't think it was like discouraging or I wasn't a fan of those terms. I just, it made it more intriguing. And now knowing what they are, whenever I tell my friends, like, oh, when they ask me what I did this internship on and things like that, I'll probably talk about, like, oh, I learned these various terms, like, chuck some stuff at them, like, you ever heard of this before? Like, let me explain it to you. It's like a good starting point to catch the attention of someone, in my opinion, someone that's, like, new to it all.
Oh, you don't know these terms. Oh, wow.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm Brittany, and I think it was really interesting to learn some of the origin words for these terms that may not always have a direct translation. Although I think it would be important in working with clients to make sure that the meaning is commonly shared and understood before using them in context.
And you've had benefit of formal training at PSU.
Yes.
in Lean, so.
Mm-hmm. So I feel fairly familiar with the terms themselves.
Very cool.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's good. Great. Those are good answers. I think that's the key, is how do you connect it back to something that we have a translation for, but maybe that's not exactly the translation or... But I think, adding more confusion is something you try to avoid. But I think, to your point, like kind of getting into the training and the details, it's good for people to see that it connects back to something. I also think about, like, if they're reading some other book, I don't want them to say, oh, you didn't learn about Kaizen or Kanban in your class? Like, what's wrong? What kind of class did you take? Or, or they read something, they're like, I don't understand what this means. So, like, there's a connection there, but I think kind of focusing on the actual translation word, rapid improvement event or rapid process improvement or other replacement words is, I think, would make it a little easier for people. One less thing to have to remember or memorize.
I feel like it boils down to the outcomes again. If the outcomes don't require them to know the terminology, then it's not value added. But if the outcomes, right, which is the training, if that gives them better value, as you just described, then you include it. You know, you just have to be kind of sensitive to where your customer is and approach the customer where they are and not try to bring them up to a place that they're not at.
So this is an example where that's really resonating with me. We're doing a lot of reliability in our processes right now, and I'm finding value in teaching people what a detailed standard worksheet is, and then a standard work combination form as a combination of detailed standard works, and then also a job aid And that's now we're building an infrastructure so that different levels of the organization own and can update different documents. And so we have to teach them these distinctions so that we can have that shared understanding of the activities.
I can imagine like a using the actual Japanese term for the sheets would be really confusing.
Oh, I don't even know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what the term is.
I don't know if they even have like a word that's being used, but I mean, I hear standard work combination sheets. I don't know if there actually is another Japanese word for it. There probably is, but
standard
the
terminology for that is actually katsumura. Katsumura.
Oh, okay.
See, there we go.
It's easy to make up words as you go along. I just made that up. Yeah,
I was gonna say, Ernest, I knew you were very smart. Damn, pull that one out.
We're at time.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, everyone.